Jessica Ebert here reporting 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour. Wrapping up the day, it was overall a great day. It was a slow start for some, but got to visit with Donnie Ayers, a farmer here out of Nash, Oklahoma, harvesting. Hired Olson Custom Farms to do his wheat harvest for him this year. This is his 50th harvest. It has been great for him. Things are looking really good, even some that he even grazed with stalkers is yielding to be pretty good. Then visited with Jason Skaggs at Farmers Grain Co-op there at Nash, Oklahoma. Have gotten a few starts here for the first week, expecting to have a lot more coming in the next few weeks, given the rain that may or may not come in. Then we went to Stan Riel, Riel Farms, visited with Stan, Travis, and Brian for a little bit, and then Terry, the dad, came in. He has been farming for 61 years now, been farming on his own with his mom since he was 14 years old, so that was a great visit. Then went to Kent Wayman out of Nash, Oklahoma as well. And he has been doing this for 57 years, farming now with his grandson, Braxton Mayo. And besides fighting the mud, has had a great harvest so far. Just wish the prices were a little bit better. Then went over to Medford, Oklahoma, and visited with Travis Neal, the general manager for Farmers Grain & Company Trism Trails Terminal. And they have 17 locations, getting a good start. Just, you know, holding out with this moisture that keeps coming. They need better ground for these farmers to really keep bringing the bushels in, but things have been really good for them. Went into Woods Harvesting and Trucking out of Joplin, Montana. They are farming over by Pond Creek in Jefferson, Oklahoma. Ethan Woods, the owner there, been coming down to Oklahoma for 6 years of harvesting and is just having, as everybody else, a great turnout with all their crops once they can get into the fields. Then rounding out the day, we went to Francis Farms from Anthony, Kansas. They were starting to cut there at Waukena, Oklahoma on their farm down there. Bill Moyer, the Mike Francis's father-in-law, visited with me talking about, you know, just the struggles that they're having too, but this ground has been covering pretty good here and they were hoping to get it finished out yet tonight. Then finished out the day with Greg Thurman, Thurman Harvesting, Cherokee, Oklahoma. Been doing this for 42 years, harvesting for himself and then doing some customers around the area of Cherokee, Oklahoma. It was a great day, late in the day for everybody to get started with the high humidity and the storms rolling in, but just a great day and everybody's still trying to hold strong and getting their harvesting crops done. Thank you again, Jessica Ebert, reporting the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour.